Look what the cat dragged in. Nice to meet you, fresh meat. What? Are you stunned by me? Well, suck it up, kid. We're gonna have a lot of fun today. But you're learning under me, got it? When I say jump, you jump. When I say stand still, you stand still and take it. You're cute when you're a little flustered, but don't let it get to your head. Cuteness only goes so far, and if you want to get the attention of big fish like me, afraid you're out of your league right now. That is, till you learn a bit more confidence. You really could use it. If you're gonna look at me with eyes like that, you might as well make it something special. Didn't even buy you dinner yet. Funny how you have those eyes. The type I can't forget. Good thing I don't want to. The question is, are you worth it, fresh meat? I can't tell yet. Guess we'll have to put you to the test. Hopefully I don't break you. Of course, if I do, I can't promise it won't be a fun little experience for you. A lot of people in the hero business don't mix work and pleasure. But I happen to be one who likes to mix them all day long. Oh, what's wrong? You look nervous. And I barely flirted with you yet. You might really break when I'm done with you. Oh, come on. You didn't think it would be all fun and games, did you? I like your spirit. Makes me want to try and break you. So why don't you show me what you've got? If you can land one hit on me within 30 seconds, congratulations, you'll have me impressed. Might be swooning for you, but I don't think it's that easy. If life was that easy, would we really need heroes? Too slow. Though I applaud you for taking the first initiative. I thought you'd be too intimidated. Touching with my eyes closed. It's just that easy. You got a long way to go, baby carrot. Not quite there yet, honey. Why don't you try again? You're cute when you put on that face. Just don't get too cocky now. I'd have to put you in your place. Or maybe that's your goal here. Something about that way you look at me. It's like you want me to crush you between my thighs. Maybe kick you a few times. Too bad. I'm not that easy. And your time is up. What's wrong, baby carrot? You look disappointed, but I can't tell. Could it be you wanted more? You're so cute when you're needy. I could get addicted to teasing you. But you're just so easy. You beg for it, don't you? With those eyes of yours. Dreamy, to say the least. Careful, I wouldn't want you to get hurt. We both know you've got a long way to go, baby carrot. And if you're intending to stick around with me, well, I might have to break you a few times after all. My look at you, with those shy little eyes. It makes it all the more fun to tease you. Are you sure you want to be a pro hero like me? Or maybe you just want me to take you home, spoil you, take care of you? Which one do you prefer, baby carrot? Am I coming on too strong? Sorry, but I won't apologize. Not with you acting so cute and all. Makes me want you more. You don't say. So it wasn't your goal to seduce me. That's surprising, with how much you've been flirting yourself. Every time I make an advance, you respond with that shy, alluring side. And it so makes me want to tease you more. That's it, my cute little carrot. Now you've earned yourself a one-way trip into my arms. And a quick path to a cute little date. What, you didn't expect me to let you get away with all you've done so far? Those eyes? They're practically begging for me to hold you. And not to be too uncouth or uncivilized, as I already have a reputation for that. When I look at you, little carrot, I get this feeling. Don't think I've ever gotten it before. Wanna help me figure it out? Meet me tomorrow. 7 a.m. sharp for some extra training. Now why would you ask me if I'm hitting on you? I think you know the answer to that. So I'll just let you come to your own conclusion. My cute little carrot. So mind telling me why you look so surprised? What? Did you expect for me to come in my hero outfit? Sorry, but dates, they hit different. What's more with you, looking as cute as you are, it makes me a little excited. You can't honestly be that oblivious, can you? Isn't it clear special training denotes I'm totally hitting on you? What's the matter? Am I not attractive enough for you? Only into guys, right? Well, if that's not the case, or even if it is, you should leave it all to me. Trust me, I can do anything anyone else can. Just better. Especially when it comes to kicking tail. Or devouring my little carrot. Too much for you, cutie? I sure hope not. Cause I'm just getting started with you. You see, when I hold you close like this, it's like you can't escape. You're a dangerous one, baby carrot. You make my heart race something fierce. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're bracing for a kiss. Sorry, honey. You're gonna have to earn that one. We'll see how the steak goes, baby carrot. And maybe by the end of it, I'll be stealing those lips of yours. And maybe more if you're lucky. Oh, come on now. If you look at me like that, of course I'll want to kiss you. Afraid all you're getting right now is a kiss on the cheek. What? It'd spoil the date if we went forward with everything too quickly. Oh, something tells me you like to take it slow. As for most things with me, I like to take it guns blazing, or feet first, in this case. Being that this is the first time I've fallen in love, I'm a little more cautious than I'd normally be. Won't stop me from going full force, though. Just in more of a slow burn style. See, the thing is, when it comes to something I want, I get it. And my cute little baby carrot, I want you so bad it makes me have butterflies. You see, the only thing I ever fell in love with was kicking villains in the face. But here I am changing that. Here I am feeling like, for once in my life, I might have just found a baby carrot who won't break. I think it was something akin to love at first sight. But who's counting? All I care about is getting to know you. See how compatible we can be. Though if right now is any indicator, then I'd say we're anything except for just friends. How you look at me isn't like other bunnies. You're a cute one, baby carrot. Do I make you flustered with all this? Well, I hope I do. Because it probably comes as no surprise. I want to make you hot and bothered. You've definitely already got the hot part down. That's why you're here, isn't it? You saw the potential. You wanted me to get closer to you. Oh, looks like you're getting more flustered than I thought. Definitely an interesting take on things. You didn't honestly think all I'm good for is kicking villains' faces in, did you? No. This bunny's in love. And you're my one and only carrot. I want to see how deep this love of ours goes. How many butterflies I can give you. And how much time before my voice melts you, before my touch takes you. Like I said, be patient, baby cat. You know how I feel about you. So let's get on with this date. Let's see how deep the other one's love is. You'll get addicted to me before you know it. Your hand, now. Good little baby cat. You know how to take an order. Your hand is soft and cute. I like it. Do you like how mine envelops yours? Each finger going between the other to wrap you up in my embrace. These hands locked together, just like this, won't be so different from how you and I'll be. Wouldn't you like to know? I'm pretty sure even if you wanted to at this point, you couldn't stop looking at me. I see those eyes, baby carrot. Those eyes of yours are so, so cute. Like I said before, you're way too easy to tease, way too open. But I'll just take advantage of that till you learn your lesson. But let's face it, if you really minded, you'd push me away by now. Not let me whisper in your ear. Or even nibble it. Your ear is tasty. You make me all hot and bothered now. I suggest you defend yourself before I lose my mind out here in public. Then devour my carrot right here, right now. Trust me, carrot. You'd be a tasty snack. Now let's not make you a carrot on a string. Let's go get some food, cutie. Not bad ice cream, if you ask me. Yours isn't bad either. Indirect kiss? Wouldn't you like to know? Not sure if you know this or not, but I can taste things more than normal people. And you, baby carrot. You're pretty tasty. By pretty tasty, I mean, there's something about you. Maybe it's your excitement, the forbidden nature of this. Someone who's supposed to be your teacher. Your leader. Out on a date. I never meant to get anyone under me. If it wasn't for the stupid regulation, I wouldn't. But I guess I'm glad. After all, I met you, baby carrot. You were the one exception. Of all the ones they tossed in my face, the one I wanted to meet more. Maybe it was a spark in your eye. Maybe it was your scent. Maybe it was your taste. Well, no matter what it was, you're here now. And for better or worse, I'm going to be the one taking care of you from now on. So, whether this dating thing works out or not, let's make sure we stay extra close. My real name, huh? It's Rumi. Rumi Usagiyama. Why do you ask? I assume you could have gotten that information before you met me. I guess I never said it because I thought you already knew. Then again, what do names matter in this? They don't matter anywhere near as much as you. That expression is palpable. I can basically taste it. The feeling of your heart racing. I can hear it in my ears. It's comforting. That's why I'm gonna hold you close like this. And just listen. Can you hear my heartbeat from there? Sorry if my body gets in the way. You know, for what it's worth, when I'm around you, it feels like I'm flirting with death. It's the best feeling. Haven't you ever wondered why I go into situations like that? The adrenaline. My heart races. And I get so into it. It makes me feel more excited than anything. Well, almost anything. Being right here, I feel my heart racing, speeding up. It's as if you're a villain with a blade in my throat. Only different. I can't put it into words exactly how. Just that it's way different. It's the excitement of something way different. My heart racing from attraction. Bet you didn't expect me to call you attractive yet. I speak my mind and you should do the same. Isn't that kind of the whole point of love? You tell them exactly what you feel. You give them all your vulnerabilities. That's the excitement. It's like revealing some secret to someone you know could hurt you more than anything. And yet somehow it feels so exciting, so good. Or maybe you're special, baby carrot. Maybe you're the only one who gets me like this. You know, I wouldn't mind that. Of course, then you'd never be able to leave my side. We'd be diving headfirst into every obstacle. Then again, I don't know how to work with others. When I go to stop a villain, I do it myself. I don't rely on others. Something in here never led me. And I never changed my mind on the subject either. Is that you trying to change my mind now? Someone so vulnerable that couldn't even land a single hit in 30 whole seconds? I like the futility of what you're trying, but you're just gonna get me excited again. Somehow teaching you all these lessons, making you feel this way, it's just that much more exciting for me. But can you really blame me? Why, such a cute little baby carrot here. Of course I'd be tempted to tease you. Besides, what's the point in being alive if you just hold back? All that sounds like is regret, and I won't let you have any. Maybe I seem like a tease, but I promise you it's not like that. You should feel honored. You're the first person in all my life to make me feel slightly flustered. Something about your reactions just gets to me. Can't say much else on it. What do you think of me? Why don't you tell me with those pretty words of yours? Think I'm beautiful, do you? Well, with such a flattery, I hope you know it's mutual. My cute little carrot. Why is it when I get close to you like this, you turn away shyly? Guess I've got a lot to learn about this whole relationship business. Me? Shy? Of course not. If I'm shy, then you're gonna get away, Carrot. I can't let anyone else steal what's mine. You're mine. You just don't know it yet. Besides, even if you could get away, you think I'd let you? I already had to go through so much trouble with this situation. If I've gotta get a partner, it's gotta be you, Carrot. I'm afraid no one else would do. I must be in love. It makes me want to steal those lips of yours right now. In the most rough, most demanding way. And yet, the other side of me wants to be gentle and tender with you. It's so strange, Carrot. I can't decide whether I want to break you, or kiss you, or both. Guess we'll have to try. Take it nice and slow. I figure if I do one and the other at the same time, well, you'll have to fall for me, won't you? You think you're pretty good at hiding your desires, I bet. But I can see them in subtle ways. Your body temperature, the way you squirm when I'm this close to you. It should come as no surprise to know that I want you as my mate. You see, my quirk makes me very drawn to certain qualities. Ones you could say you have quite a lot of. And you know what they say about bunnies. Why would you even bother asking what I'm doing? I'm picking you up. Isn't that obvious? We had our nice little meal. A nice sweet. Now I'm craving something even sweeter. your lips. That was my first kiss, believe it or not. You know, my family always said someday the instincts would kick in. Someday I'd want someone so badly. I guess part of my rebellious heart kicked in then. I told them there's no way in hell I'd never find someone, I'd never need them. But you, my cute little carrot, you might just be that someone they are talking about. The way you make my heart race so much, the way I'm breathless, at times I should have plenty, the way my body feels like it's on fire after just one kiss. Won't you say my name? Say it in the most beautiful voice. Well, that kiss got me in all the right ways. Mind if I trouble you for another? Looks like I really do have to take you home. I told you, kisses can be dangerous. It's not weakness if we both feel vulnerable. I trust you don't have any objections. Given that expression of yours, I guess in the end, instincts always win. Though hardly in the way that they said they would. And just because I want you as my mate doesn't mean I'm helpless to my own desires, my own wants. You're most every one of those desires wrapped into one. A desire for love, excitement, risk. I want all of those with you. And that's exactly why I'll take them. Unless, of course, you object to it. Can't imagine you would at this point. Go ahead, try to. And watch how I kiss away every doubt in your heart and your mind and in your instincts. It doesn't matter if we're an odd pairing. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. You're my carrot. And I'm not going to wait around and let someone else steal you away. Sorry, not sorry. You're already mine. You just have to deal with it. You made me like this. Take responsibility, my little carrot. Welcome home, carrot. Your lips are so sweet. I could get addicted if I'm not careful. Maybe I already am. These instincts making my heart beat out of my chest. This romance I wouldn't trade for anything. You sure are greedy for kisses, aren't you? Why don't you just beg for me then? Maybe I will kiss you again. Or maybe I can't resist. Well, obviously, since I'm the stronger one of us two, you'll be taking my last name. Hope you like Asagiyama. You're all mine, Carrot. Your lips are so sweet and soft, and just makes me want to bite that sweet lip of yours. Bite you and make you mine even more. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I wanted from the start. You to see me in this light. The light of someone who's madly obsessed with you. The light of someone who's going to make you so incredibly addicted, you won't be able to look at anyone the way you look at me. Love is a war that never ends. A battle that's so intoxicating, you can't ever stop. The threat of death is nothing compared to the threat of my heart breaking. And the risk of loving you, of making you mine. With how incredibly cute you are, I'm having a hard time believing that you're so innocent as you say. I'm having a hard time believing you want to hesitate even a little bit. I want you so bad. Biting your lip is the sweetest candy. And hearing your voice escape makes me that much more excited. So cute. The things I'm going to do, I'll make sure my name is the only words you know how to pronounce by the end of this night. You must really be enjoying yourself by how you let that sweet voice of yours out. I can't get enough of it. You really make my heart race to the point where I'm not sure which one of us is more flustered at this point. I'll take good care of you. Make sure to make you lose your mind. You can tell already. Oh, what's the matter? You're squirming on my leg like that. Does it mean you want more? Or is it too much for you to handle? I sure hope it is. That way I can push you even further. I can make you cry out my name. Of course, I wouldn't want it to go by too quickly. So I'll taste your lips. I'll feel your body against mine. Slowly, tantalizingly so. So much so that you lose your mind, and I get to play with that little mush brain of yours once I melt you, body, mind, and soul. Make you mine all over again. You didn't think I was done with you, did you? And leave that sweet, sexy body of yours all waiting, aching for more? I'm not that cruel, and I'm all hot and bothered, so don't mind if I do. I'm gonna make you mine by kissing you all over, by making sure you think of me whenever you touch yourself like I know you do. I can smell it. The remnants of your last time. It must have been earlier today. Did you do it trying to resist me? Or draw me in? The sweet scent of your sex. It made my instincts go wild. I'll need to investigate more personally. That's right. Spread your legs just like that. I'm gonna see what makes you tick down here, as your attraction to me is so palatable, so intense. I wanna taste it. I wanna lick it. I wanna savor the flavor of your desire. One tiny little lick at a time. It's so cute how when I kiss your thigh like that, your legs twitch so anticipatingly. I love how much you're looking forward to this, and I so am too. The flavor, the scent of your skin is intoxicating. Your voice is escaping so much, and we haven't even gotten to your sex yet. You've got a lead body, don't you? A body that needs care and love from a mate like me. I'll be your girlfriend and your wife and your mistress. Now why don't I taste your little candy? What? Getting greedy, are you? I suppose you could lick my pussy. You're so greedy, aren't you? Yeah, suck on my clit like that. I love this. You think I'd let you off that easy? Yeah, eat that pussy. I'll tend to you down here. So good. Oh. Yeah. I'll make you come so hard. Yeah, keep eating that pussy. Yeah, you like it when I tongue fuck you? Yeah. Mm. Here comes pretty tasty. Yeah. Yeah. You like it when I grind on your face like that? So tasty. Yeah, I like hearing your voice escape. I like you not having the fucking restraint to stop yourself so that it escapes into the air. All those hot notes turning me on even more, let alone how good you are at pussy eating. Oh, fuck. You really are trying to make me come hard, aren't you? Yeah, I like eating that. You want me to come all over your face? You're so tasty. So fucking tasty. And you're gonna make me come so fucking hard on the face of yours. Fuck. Coming. Coming so fucking hard. Just make a mess already. You made me come so fucking hard. My legs are still shaking. Guess you know how to eat pussy like a champion. Yeah, you wanna grind that cock on this pussy of mine? You want me to swallow that cock hole with my nether lips? With this dripping wet pussy that you made this way? You already made me swallow so much cum, so much of your milk. That's right. Stay just like that. I'll take care of everything. It's going to be my first time. Let's make it count. Your cock's pretty huge. I'd be intimidated if I didn't know I could dominate you. Squeeze you dry. Kiss me, my cat. Mm-hmm. You like that? You like my pussy milking that cock of yours? I bet you do. I like when your voice escapes, my bad boy. Yeah, you like when I hump that cock of yours? I like it. It feels nice to be full. Look at you. You made a mess of my insides. Yes, I'll have to punish you just a bit more.